All right, look at that. How's it going? Welcome back. 2026, another year for RCS Lives. Now, we started this back in, I think, March of 2020, if I'm mistaken, which means, yeah, this is like 6 years of doing these online office hours. Thanks for hanging out with me for all those years. I appreciate it. As always, of course, you can check out past videos. That's on our archive, rcsworks.com/RCS-live. We got over 150 videos of how-tos, tips and tricks, just resources to help you out. And I thought for today, let's kind of talk about the top five things we're looking forward to in 2026 and recap some things you might have missed in 2025 as well. So as always, we're live here on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, LinkedIn. Hey, oh, look at that. How's it going there? Hi from Germany. How's it going? Thanks for checking in. You do not need a local Zed installation in order to use Zeta Cloud. That's a great question. And what a teaser as we start talking about that Zeta Cloud. Man, you've set myself up for a great radio transition. As a reminder, we have Zeta Cloud out right now, and it's got some really exciting things. We'll talk about what to expect in 2026. And you know what? As we look at certain things, you know, we have end of supporting for next gen that's coming on the pipeline as well. And so if you have, let's say, an older system or you're looking to modernize your cloud solution, the good news is that we're going to be out and about this year on the road. That's right. We're still going to be at, you know, our usual conferences. We'll be at NRB in a couple weeks. CRS, of course, we're going to be at NAB as well, debuting a lot of special things. But we're going to take in the road to you. That's right. We want to come to you and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So the cloud, I don't know if I can go to Germany personally, but the RCS office in Germany can definitely go and say hi. But just, you know, we want to stop by and say hi. Maybe we'll bring you some donuts or lunch or something. So if you're curious about having us stop by and talking the cloud or Zeta or G-Select or whatever, maybe just talking about your environment, ways to improve it, we're definitely here to help you out. You can DM us, reach out to our socials or whoever your RCS contact is. And as we get a tour of the U.S. here in 2026, maybe we'll stop by your station and say hi. So, you know, we got some great solutions for you, be it on-prem, virtual, or the cloud. We have all of our products ranging from the entire air chain. Plus, we got creative pricing and pay methods like barter, and we have a global team of developers and support. So there's some really exciting things coming down the pipeline in 2026, and we want to share that with you. So if you're curious and you want to stop on by and say hi, and as I said, maybe we'll bring you some donuts or something, food, something along those lines, reach out. Just DM us. We're here to help out as well. So let's dive right into it and talk about this guy right here, this Zeta Cloud. So one of the first things, you know, we're talking about, you know, obviously there's different solutions for different users, right? And the first thing is we talk about the cloud and we're looking at the cloud studio here right now is, you know, why the cloud, right? It's a business decision. So for example, iHeart, they went to the cloud because they want to save on real estate costs, and they saved about $100 million on real estate switching their 500 stations that are currently living inside of Zeta Cloud. We've also invested $10 million in development and, as I said, 500 stations in the cloud. So there's some really exciting things coming on the pipeline across all different types of formats and uses in Zeta Cloud. So, I mean, we talk about benefits, right? It's kind of like, what does the cloud mean to you, right? Again, that business decision, what are you looking to achieve? Real estate, no hardware to maintain, no software to maintain, simple and easy remote access. You can centralize your operations. That means you're adding audio once, right? Your single access point for users, you're sharing content, sharing logs, sharing shows and voice tracks and all of that. Plus you're prioritizing content, right? Hey, I want to bring in this one person. I can easily do that using your two-factor authentication security, safely and secure with your RCS cloud organization. So as I said, it's really, you know, we talk about the cloud. It's really a business decision more than a technical decision, right? And if you're not, let's say 100%, you know, I don't want to have all of my operations in the cloud. What we're seeing a lot is some users, you know, starting to kind of get their foot in the water with the cloud. So take some of those music formatted stations, put those in the cloud first, or utilizing Zeta cloud-based disaster recovery to back up all your audio, your assets, and your SQL backups. So the idea is that, you know, I had one user who he knows that his hardware is going to die in about a year and a half or so. And he's like, well, I don't want to really invest in another server environment for that market. So what he did is he started putting some of the stations in the cloud now to both test it as well as get them all set up. And he was telling me he has fully expected to, in a year and a half, when that hardware system dies, he's not going to replace the hardware. He's just going to enable his Zeta Cloud station to 100% operating in the cloud. So stuff like that. Again, these are things we can talk about. You, if you want us to stop on by to your site and talk about these things, let us know. We're definitely here to help out. Let's talk about for a second how the cloud is built. So RCS Cloud offers two services, the 100% Zeta Cloud Automation and Zeta Cloud-based Disaster Recovery. The idea is that you're fully in the cloud, or we simply are kind of just part-time, but all of your audio, your assets, your metadata, your schedules, and your SQL backups are safely secured in the cloud as well. So the other systems, they kind of utilize like multiple VMs, if you will, to achieve their cloud solution. And the problem with that is that once you hit that kind of cap of users, you can't scale, right? And so what we do as a true cloud native solution is that we can actually spin up and down any type of demand. So if there's all of a sudden a huge demand on our cloud users, we don't mind for us. We just automatically have a process in the background that spins up additional resources for you so that you can operate as normal, right? That's the idea, is that we're kind of hosting this, your cloud organization. And the idea is that, you know, you're just, from your perspective, it's running normally and running as is. And by the way, any questions, I do have the chat open here as well. So if you want to kind of chime in and ask your questions, I can definitely see you over here. And so what we have essentially is an East and West AWS environment that are mirrored. It's the same one we have with iHeart, but of course it's separate. So we have all of your assets safe and secure. And then when we have, of course, RCS Edge devices, we have hardware redundancies in place as well. Everything here is HTML5, which makes things just really easy to access. Like, so for example, if I wanted to see, an enlargement, I could just zoom in on here and I can see it, you know, bigger or smaller based on whatever I need. So it makes your life much easier with that HTML5. And again, our Zeta Cloud is made to be designed just like a traditional radio environment. We're taking that Zeta and we're putting it in the cloud. And that's slightly different than other, you know, cloud solutions, because they kind of have more of a, this is how we do it in the cloud, right? They have their kind of very specific workflows. Whereas for us, we wanted to give you the flexibility, just like you have in Zeta, that same flexibility, those same various workflows in Zeta Cloud as well. So this one thing is important to note. And finally, we talk about delivery of the cloud. Again, I mentioned the East-West mirror redundancy for audio and players, the RCS Edge devices for local playback, and all of your content is being mixed down in the cloud. You can do audio processing if you want. There's the mix minus in there for all non-live content, once again, being pushed to the RCS Edge device for local playout. And that could include, by the way, weeks worth of pre-scheduled audio and logs if you wanted to. Typical stuff, G-Selector, that gives you your music log. We have Aquira or whatever traffic system, flat file assignment. We can ingest your traffic log that way. Or again, we can have a hybrid approach. We have, you know, some stations running in Zeta, and we'll have that, you know, audio and metadata synced up via site replication to Zeta Cloud. We'll talk about that in just a second in regards to some cool new features in Zeta 526.1. So again, if it's just kind of a, however you're interpreting the cloud solution, there's a lot of different ways that we can help you out. And as I said, we're going to be on site. So if you want to stop on by and talk about more, we just reach out to us and we'll be more than happy to dive in. Right, Edgar? Right, Martin? Any questions, let me know. Now, see, look, you're just queuing me up today. I love this. Can I run a broadcast live with local Zeta and then switch to Zeta Cloud afterwards? We're going to do some of that stuff in 2026. That's some things you're going to start seeing. We'll talk about that in just a second. So first, top five things of 2026. I've already kind of talked about the cloud. That's a big thing there. We also have Selector Cloud as well. We can see more of those features and enhancements. So what I did is I created just a little spreadsheet, or PowerPoint rather, over here to show you some things. I'm going to just kind of show that. Perfect. So one of the things that's new in Selector Cloud, and again, this is relatively new. We debuted this at NAB this past year, and we have a lot of cool things to show you at NAB in 2026. So you're going to see this, and all of a sudden, it's going to be like Selector Cloud, but on steroids. And kudos to Martin and his team over at Selector Cloud. they're moving so fast. As mentioned, we had, you know, all these $10 million in development in the cloud, and seeing what they're doing is something really special too. So kudos to Martin and his team. And what you're seeing here is essentially, this is just a library view, but we're trying to modernize some of these things. And of course, the big buzzword is our friend AI. So the idea is that we're taking some of these, you know, be it scores or whatever, things that you care about, and we're incorporating some AI into the scheduling as well. And I'm putting that in my back pocket as a teaser for future RCS Live videos, but also NAB 2026. But there's some really cool things you can do here, right? And so again, if I go to the next slide, you can start doing some trending focus on numbers and seeing things that are trending upwards, trending downwards, stuff like that. And that's just a really interesting way of a modern schedule when you look at that from the cloud perspective, right? Again, just showing some screenshots here so I don't have to keep bouncing around all my internet windows over here. The goals tab, again, you can customize this from a user's perspective. These are our clock structures. This is tied into our also Zeta Cloud instance. We're having, again, centralized operations, trying to keep your life easy. So the idea is we have a clock structure. We can share some of those clock structures, audios, and elements with RCS Cloud's director, right? That type of thing. So your Zeta Cloud and your Selector Cloud communicate much more in a modern delivery. Oh, I'm going to save that slide for my G Selector one. So great things going in the pipeline for Selector Cloud. Any questions? Again, I have my chat open here. So if you're curious, you want to give a shout out from Mark from, you know, St. Louis. What's up, Mark? How you doing? You can do that here as well. Again, we're live, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, all that good stuff. So Selector Cloud, talked about that. So incorporating some modern AI into the music scheduling. That's pretty cool. Audio display. That's also in here too. I'm going to jump over here to my audio display. There were some really exciting things that we did in 2025, and we're going to expand on that in 2026. So of course, we know the traditional, you know, in audio display, we have essentially the idea of campaigns, and the idea is that we have a spot block in that campaign and that will override it, right? So in this case, if we have a Coca-Cola advertiser, you can see what the HD looks like and what the RDS text looks like. You can schedule this, and there's modern delivery mechanisms for audio display. So the idea is that if I'm a spot block, for the duration of the spot block, I can have my advertiser right here. We also introduced kind of a one-to-one. It came from one of our users. They kind of, the way they sold their packages was essentially an upgrade, right? So you have essentially, in this case, the advertiser. And if you wanted to pay a little bit of a premium to be an upgradable spot, what they do is we do a match. So whenever, in this case, we have this advertiser here, when we see the match on their end, we'll override that with essentially the one-to-one premium advertiser, right? You get the revenue, they get the display and advertising. That's a unique way of doing it too. Or we also have the reverse, which is the conflict checker, right? So for example, if I'm another soda product like Pepsi and this ad pops up, I can say, hey, don't play this particular advertiser to conflict with the other one. And then we also have shows too. So if I go to this next slide here, this is a quick little idea to show you how we have essentially, how you can have some metadata overlapping with Zeta, with audio display shows. So those are essentially promos, if you will. If your campaigns give you the added revenue, the shows give you like almost station-like promos. And we can rotate that. Typically, it's a one-to-one ratio. So from the Zeta side of what we're executing versus what we're seeing as a user on the RDS or HD display, we start seeing things like station slogans versus a show that's rotated. We still have the song metadata that's there. In fact, we can incorporate some album art if you wanted to as well. And then we have, when there's a spot block, we have our audio display campaign that's scheduled. Again, either the one-to-one for the spot and that spot targeting, or the entire spot block as well. So really cool stuff there. If I bounce over here, my audio display, I just want to quickly show you the shows feature we introduced. And the idea is that you can see here, Fast Breakfast and the Nate Show. I have this scheduled. So every day from Monday through Friday, this is what it looks like. And I can double click on this, and that's going to open up my window here. Let me just refresh my window. I had it sitting in the background. I'm going to refresh that for you, and I'm going to go back over here. And then, boom, there you can see edit assignment. This is the slogan, the Nate Show. This is the talent that's on there. And I can always override this if I wanted to. So I can jump over here to, let's say, something like the schedule. This is going to be like Thursday the 15th, right? And I double click, and I can essentially go and create an override if I wanted to over here and say, hey, for just this time frame, just make a special slogan. This is that, hey, we're broadcasting live Friday at this restaurant or at this bar. Come check us out. We're here till like 5 o'clock, something like that, right? So that's pretty cool. Oh, and by the way, we're also having awesome new features, something like this, where you can actually create a unique workflow so that from a metadata display, you can have, let's say, 60% is the artist and title. And then you can have 30% of that song will display an advertiser if you wanted to. And then the last 10%, that can be the queued up next title and artist of the upcoming song. So there's some really, really cool things you can do. And this, by the way, is all editable if you want. Edit. Yeah, I said that right. And you can actually edit this if you wanted to. And so it could be like, you know, 80%, 10%, 10%, something like that. It's up to you. So there's some really, really cool things you can do with audio display. Coming down in 2026, we're including metadata. So for example, if you want to fix some metadata, some just phrases or whatever it is to make it more user-friendly, we can essentially say, if you see this value, replace it with this on the RDS. So there's some metadata things you can fix. We're also adding delivery tracking for reporting. So you can say, hey, this particular advertiser had X number of impressions. We also have other reports inside the software as well. So that's pretty cool. And by the way, audio display is cloud-based, just so you know. So no hardware there. It's tied to your Zeta system. We have what we call RCS Connect as a little middleware to safely secure your Zeta on-prem solution with your RCS cloud organization. And that includes the RCS security as well. So that's really exciting. 526.1. Let's pivot on to the Zeta side. I know for time purposes, going to move a little quick over here. And again, talking about how can we have Zeta Local and switch to the Zeta Cloud afterwards. They're two independent players, but what we want to do is start to blend those lines, right? Sharing both assets using site replication. So one thing you're going to start to see in 2026 with Zeta 526.1 is site replication is both site to site, but also cloud to on-prem solution. See more of that and perhaps having a switch playback between site replicated sites, right? So the idea that I might have some splits, I might have some things going on where I'm playing back on Zeta on-prem, pushing it to Zeta Cloud, or I might have something like a voice tracking in Zeta Cloud. That voice track lands back and executes in Zeta. Again, a much more blurred line. So for those users, as we said, the cloud being a business decision versus a technical decision, allowing you to kind of have some of that hybrid flexibility, but not losing work and making you more efficient, right? That's the idea in 2026, making you more efficient. By the way, both Zeta and GSelector, we are testing Windows Server 2025 right now as well. Moving on to GSelector, we talked about GSelector 512. There's actually, that's in beta right now, and there is a video of that as well. So if you wanted to go to rcsworks.com/rcs-live, again, our archive, you can check out that video on GSelector 512. And that includes, by the way, the metadata import tool, which again, to save me from bouncing around to 10 other different machines and slides, I just moved this one here. This is going to be a game changer. I've been wanting this for years. I love this. The idea is that we have kind of an Excel spreadsheet inside of GSelector to say, okay, mass add these elements. And we can also go and create a blank metadata import and then put the line items in there, copy and paste it from Excel, or bring in your spreadsheet in here. And the idea is that we're essentially outlining the headers here and then putting in that metadata, saving it and overwriting. That includes editing assets, adding assets. This is just going to be a game changer. And I'm really excited for this. Again, this is in 512, the metadata import tool. And that's in beta right now with a release, I think in February, if not mistaken. Otherwise, we have GSelector 513, we're looking to support 5K. A lot of users asking for 5K, 4K support, as well as a bunch of scheduler tickets, read-only log export formats, that's in there. And we're also going to bring back some off-air license scheduling. So if you want to test some things off-air, you can do that and still operate as you normally would. So that's some really, really exciting stuff. Things you might have missed in 2025. I'm just going to escape out of here and go back to my Zeta Cloud and make it look nice and fancy for you. Things you might have missed in 2025. In Zeta, we did 525.1, 525.2. Again, there's RCS live videos on those. Biggest thing there is that high availability slots. There's some cool features in there if you want to check out those videos. I mentioned GSelector 512. It's in beta right now. In the Zeta Cloud world, you can see we're introducing the Zeta Cloud 3, which has these brand new features like the live console and so much more. Switching cloud organizations, utilizing your multi-factor authentication. We got the live studio. We have also the overall production environment here as well. Some really, really cool things. And again, as you look at certain, you know, legacy products like NextGen, which has end of life, right? We're not going to have any new NextGen builds. If you have it right now, we're still going to help you out as best we can. But if something happens with Windows or some kind of change or the virus protection or whatever it is, we might have to have a much larger conversation, just so you know. So there's some really, really exciting things coming down there as too. As I said, talking about 2026. So last call for questions on here. I'm going to double check my chat. See, nice. You've been, hey, kudos to you. You've been definitely setting me up for transitions. I love it. Thank you for the nice assist on today's forecasting 2026. So as I said, a lot of exciting things. We'd love to show it to you. So we're hitting the road and we're coming to bring you donuts. If you're curious and you want to stop on by, reach out to us, DM us, whatever it is to, you know, your local RCS rep. And we'll stop on by and talk some shop, whatever you want to do, how your operations are going, how maybe the cloud could fit in as a solution for you, all that stuff. So as I said, one last time, the archive that's on rcsworks.com/rcs-live. Some great resources for you over there. We got more RCS Lives coming in the pipeline for audio display, G-Selector, Zeta, and Zeta Cloud, and NAB 2026. We're really excited to debut some really exciting things. I'm putting that as a little teaser for you for stuff that's upcoming in 2026. So thank you so much. Thanks for 6 years of this RCS Live, and I'll see you once again on your platform.